Welcome to these pet loss meditations, a sanctuary for healing and reflection during times of pet loss. My name is Scott, a fellow traveler on this journey of grief and remembrance, having experienced the loss of beloved pets myself. Together, let's honor the love and companionship our pets brought into our lives. I've had two cats that have passed away. Their names were Nomar and Mia. Now, in case you're wondering about their names, Nomar was named after Nomar Garcia Parra, the baseball player, and Mia's named after Mia Hamm, the soccer player, who are married in real life. And I got them together in the summer of 2003. Now, Mia has passed away about 7 months ago from the time of this recording, so I'm still going through the grieving process with her. But it was Nomar's passing back in August of 2019 that led to strong feelings of guilt. It was on a Wednesday and he had stopped acting like himself and spent most of the next day under the bed and not eating much. And then just 2 days later, by Friday morning, he was pretty listless, just kind of laying on the ground and not doing much of anything and not eating. So I waited for the vet office to open and I called them and they told me to bring him in right away. And the timing couldn't have been worse. My car was at the mechanic, so I actually had to take an Uber to the vet office. And even worse, my regular vet was on vacation, so Nomar had to see a vet that he wasn't familiar with. My best friend Lori met me there and I had my sister on the phone for some support and advice. She's had experience with the loss of a cat several years prior. So after doing an exam and monitoring his condition, the vet determined that there was nothing that they could do to make him better, and I made that painstaking decision to say goodbye. In the days that followed, the feelings of guilt flooded me like the ocean. Why didn't I do more to save Nomar? Why didn't I at least let them observe Nomar all day at the vet to see if he got any better? Why didn't I have another vet look at him for a second opinion? The feelings of guilt crippled me for months, but I'm here to tell you and let you know that they are normal feelings. And while it's been over 4 years and those feelings of guilt have mostly gone away, they still show up from time to time. I hope this meditation will help you navigate any guilt you are feeling and give you some peace. Find a quiet and comfortable space to sit or lie down. Close your eyes gently and take a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to arrive fully in this present moment. As you breathe, acknowledge the emotions that may be surfacing, perhaps guilt, regret, or a sense of responsibility. Recognize that these feelings are natural responses to loss and that it's okay to explore them in this safe space. Now imagine yourself in a serene place surrounded by nature. Visualize a gentle stream flowing nearby, representing the flow of emotions within you. The water is clear and calm, mirroring the potential for clarity and peace in your heart. Now bring to mind the specific situations or decisions that evoke feelings of guilt or regret regarding your pet. Without judgment, observe these thoughts as if they were leaves gently floating on the surface of the stream. With each breath, allow the stream to carry away these leaves, releasing them from your grasp. Understand that you are not alone in experiencing these emotions and that they are part of the complex tapestry of grief. Now I want you to place your hand over your heart, feeling the warmth of your touch. In this moment, affirm to yourself, I acknowledge my feelings. I release guilt and regret with compassion. I did my best with the knowledge and resources I had at the time. As you continue to breathe, envision a soft light surrounding you, symbolizing self-compassion. Feel this light gradually expanding, bathing you in a warm and gentle glow. The light represents understanding, forgiveness, and love. Now, imagine your pet in this serene space with you. See them radiating love and acceptance. Allow their presence to reassure you that they hold no blame or judgment, only gratitude for the love you shared. Let's take a few moments to express forgiveness to yourself. Silently or aloud, say, "I forgive myself. I release the burden of guilt and regret. I am deserving of compassion and healing." And as we conclude this meditation, take a deep breath in and inhale a sense of acceptance and exhale any remaining tension. Just know that healing is a process, and it's okay to be gentle with yourself. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes and carry this sense of self-compassion with you as you navigate the journey of grief, allowing it to be a source of comfort and understanding. Thank you so much for meditating with me.